This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
All of it was to make a name for themselves. That's pride. The people don't know their true power. But when you're going for, you have to come together for the right reasons. You got to put God first. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real, and I just encourage you all to live life, get wisdom, and let it flow. I'm Sean Anthony. This is Flow of Wisdom Radio.
Story that is coming up after the break, and a special guest formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency on Ebola.
In every crisis, whether engineered, natural, or accidental, the Obama administration has exacerbated it as an opportunity for control and manipulation. The Ebola outbreak is no different. But there are many people, from the powerless to the political and corporate elites, from hippies to microbiologists like Eric Pianca, who want radical depopulation. Just look at this letter to the editor. Of course, it refers to James Lovelock's Gaia theory, a popular way to sell radical depopulation to the masses, to the very people against whom it will be used.
I see the Earth as more than just a mixture of living things and inanimate matter. I see it as a tightly coupled entity.
And the way it's presented to the masses, it anthropomorphizes the Earth as a living organism and presents humans not as the stewards of God's created Earth, but as a virus. And Lovelock himself conveniently plays into their global warming alarmism, talking about global warming being a fever that the planetary organism, the Earth, gets from the virus, the humans.
And I like to think of it as a kind of organism, not just a lump of rock with life on it. Any organism can have periods of ill health, and it's pretty unfortunate of us to start worsening the fever that the planet was already in.
And of course, environmentalists quickly draw the obvious conclusion that if mankind's a virus, a cancer, it must be eradicated. And so Gaia has been used to put a pagan, new age, happy face mask on the grim reaper of depopulation and sell it as both necessary and inevitable.
So what do you think is a viable figure that Gaia, that the planet, can sustain?
I would guess, living the way we do, not more than 1 billion, probably less.
Here you sit saying we are facing doom. We are facing the possibility of 5/6 of our human population being wiped out within a century.
The theme has been picked up and repeated in popular culture.
There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
So how do we get rid of this human virus that threatens our beloved Earth Mother, Gaia? Or, as another scientist puts it, those upright mammalian weeds. As the Church of Euthanasia puts it in their Gaia Liberation Front proposal, solutions to get rid of the human virus, like nuclear war or sterilization, just aren't as effective as bioengineering. It has the advantage that it could be done with just one person who has the right technical expertise. And there are multitudes of people with the technical expertise and the philosophical bent to do this. As Alex Jones pointed out in the documentary Endgame, 7 years ago.
Prominent University of Texas biologist Dr. Eric Pianca, while receiving an award from the Texas Academy of Science, said that the worldwide AIDS pandemic was, quote, no good, it's too slow, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly. But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
All right, folks, we'll be back with a live transmission on this Sunday. Stay with us.
Unparalleled.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, blasting out across the United States and worldwide on over 170 AM and FM affiliates from everywhere from Oklahoma to Florida, from up in Chicago, Illinois, from Los Angeles, California to Rochester, New York. We are broadcasting on over 170 AM and FM affiliates. And, of course, we dominate Internet news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free podcast, video feeds, and more. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, the 19th day of October 2014. The U.S. military is preparing teams for the U.S. That's CNN. We've got U.S. hospitals prepare themselves for Ebola panic as flu season looms. I do think this is a major crisis because it kills at least 70% of people that come in contact. That's with medical help. 90% of you don't have it, and the government's doing nothing to stop it. That's why people are right to be concerned. But instead of just panicking, we need to take action with a plan that can force the CDC, the federal government, to protect this nation from something that the panic alone could cause the next Great Depression. Here's a special report I filed Friday night with a solution to stopping Ebola. Here it is.
Stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it.
Fighting Ebola, the president says a travel ban won't work, so why are so many countries doing it?
A national strike is the answer.
I'm wearing the same shirt I was when I was in the car with that family.
There is zero risk. I said it. There it is. I shouldn't say that. There's no risk.
If there were any risk, I would not expose myself or my family.
A national strike will force Obama and the federal government to secure the borders and stop West African flights.
A travel ban is less effective than the measures that we are currently instituting.
Bravo, Sierra. I have a question for you. Do you want to end up like West African countries that are in a stage of panic and total collapse, with the UN estimating that over a million people will end up getting Ebola by December? Or do you want to stop it? The default federal law CDC regulation position for the last 30 years on Ebola, smallpox, black plague, you name it, has been the same. If there's a major outbreak in a country, ban travel from that nation to your country during the pandemic in that nation, and beef up security on your borders. AP reported today that African nations bordering the five countries hit have had no Ebola cases because more than 2 months ago, they banned flights out of those countries once it reached pandemic levels.
and they put border guards with machine guns on their borders to let no one come in. Zero cases. They stopped the spread. The default setting in this country was to do the same. Instead, our southern border is totally wide open. Anybody who comes across is basically instantly legalized. The state and local jails are opening up and releasing all the illegals who are felons, who've committed crimes, because the feds won't even take them. The southern border is collapsing. The northern border is wide open in many areas. And the flights out of Africa are still coming in. Now, it was bad enough that they brought a bunch of Ebola patients from Africa here to begin with. That had never been done before. Then they put them in low-level regular hospitals, not high-level military level four. But if that wasn't out of control enough, then they started letting people out of the Ebola countries fly here when 2 months ago, the UK, France, Arab countries, just like Africa, had banned people traveling by planes into their nations. And they set up serious screening on their borders because they didn't want Ebola. Spain didn't do that. They've got Ebola cases now. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Only the U.S. and Spain are behaving like this. Central and South American and Caribbean countries have banned people from West Africa. General Kelly, the head of Southcom, admitted Africans are pouring in to the southern border, and that if Ebola ends up in Central and South America, there will be a huge exodus into the U.S. We've got to secure that border right now. But we don't have a lot of time. Once the panic starts, they won't be able to contain it. They've got to get in position now. This is default common sense. I've talked to top military brass, top virologists, epidemiologists, medical doctors on air. This is not my opinion. I've talked to Navy commanders, Coast Guard experts on disease. They say the default positions are being stopped. There is a stand down going on. To counter this, we are calling for a nationwide strike starting next Monday through Wednesday for you to stay home. Especially if you're medical workers, police, EMTs that are going to be hardest hit by this. To draw attention to the fact that the federal government is on strike and not doing its default job, allowing these flights to come in. Even the Speaker of the House has said stop the flights. Senator Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Governor Jindal of Louisiana. But not President Obama. He's out defending this. Now remember, it was someone flying in from Africa that brought it here. Now spreading to nurses and clearly others. Why do they want it here? To create a bigger crisis, to get more funding, to be a political distraction from all the other scandals. And the new czar, who works for Al Gore previously, who has no Ebola background or experience, no medical training, he's an expert at divvying up tens of billions in funding to insiders to run the Ebola disaster, where literally hundreds of billions could be made, not just on the vaccine, but on the disaster itself. We're seeing a bank robbery here, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing a crisis where the managers of the crisis are set to make billions and billions of dollars per week during this crisis that could go on for months, if not years, if it's not contained now. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the article with the hashtag Stop Ebola Strike. Send it out on Facebook, out on Twitter. Send our article with the videos of the general warning and others so that people understand we don't have to be powerless and just watch the federal government engage in criminal neglect by design. We can, A, put pressure on them to take action, but B, if this pandemic gets out of control and becomes, you know, even worse, if this epidemic grows into a pandemic, then the people involved can be held accountable. But also it can be used as practice for sheltering in place and for self-quarantining if this gets out of hand. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, if you're not essential folks or people like myself that have got to be on air, self-quarantine is a test. We'll call it a national strike. Call talk radio, call Congress, call the White House, call media. Send out tweets. Be an activist Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to fight Ebola and to stop Ebola with the Stop Ebola National Strike. We can stop it. There is a solution. There is a way to bring it down. There is a way to make them put the default actions in, and there may still be time to stop it before it spreads to thousands or even hundreds of thousands or more, and the whole Homeland Security apparatus has the pretext it needs for total federalization. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been warning of a biological false flag. This is clearly that. I don't know if they cooked it up in a lab, even though they have a history of doing that. I don't know that. I know that they certainly let it in and are now doing everything they can to help it spread. So the ball is in your court. Send this to friends and family, your email list, Twitter, Facebook, other talk show hosts. Get them to cover it. Organize and be part of this strike, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we can draw attention to this and stop it. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars Nightly News with this emergency news bulletin.
All right.
In Texas, just a few hundred miles.
That was Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, part of that transmission, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The article is hashtag Stop Ebola Strike. National strike to force Obama to block West African flights. And I'm going to have Kit Daniels, who's up here working with us on Sunday night, repost it to the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with a red link. So you can find the article about it with all of the bibliograph links and the video that you just heard the audio from. So you can send it to your friends and family, post it on Facebook, Twitter, and other places. There is huge heat from Congress, you name it, to control the border, check for Ebola, and stop West African flights. So we can get this done. This strike's just one part of it. We're going to come back with the latest Ebola news and a lot more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is leading.
As a little boy, I would have feelings about things, gut instincts, and I never followed my gut, and bad things happened. But through the last 40 years of my life, over time, I learned to listen to that little inner voice, that conscience, that sixth sense, that discernment the Bible talks about. And the more I follow my inner voice, the more I have nothing but success and prosperity and blessings. Until I've gotten to the point where I follow my inner voice about 90% of the time. When I was 14, zero. It's funny, when you're 5, you follow your inner voice, and you kind of rebel when you're 14, 15, 16, you know, up to 20. But the more I follow that inner voice, it's common sense, the better my life gets. So let me tell you about my inner voice here. I shared it with you here on air. I go off geopolitics. I go off research. I go off reading the news. I go off talking to other experts. But at the end of the day, after I've intellectually looked at everything, I go with my gut. And you know that since about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, about 11 months ago, I began going on air saying, I believe next winter is going to be MRSA, flesh-eating bacteria, hellish flu, and I've never talked like this on 20 years on air, because intellectually I could see all the local news stories and the numbers about flesh-eating bacteria and hospital-borne illnesses and drug-resistant staph and drug-resistant strep, but I also had 3 family members die in the last month of 2013 and the first month of 2014. And I talked to the doctors at the big hospitals where they were dying, and I did the research, and they just said that the antibiotics don't work anymore. And you stop feeding them to farm animals so you can have them in unsanitary conditions. It's creating superbugs. And so I said that I was doing everything I could this year to get my immune system straight and to get in as best a shape as I could and to get my family as in best shape as I could. Because I said on air over and over again that I saw a biological crisis in the winter of 2014-2015. I'm on record hundreds of times. People thought I was pretty weird, warning about something that hadn't even shown up yet. My gut saw family dying. My guts and my intellectual side, talking to doctors, realized there was a lot of mystery illnesses and stuff going on that nobody was talking about. And I was at the cemetery every couple of weeks burying somebody. My dad had pneumonia for 2 months. I had it for a month and a half. I've never had that in my life. Antibiotics didn't work, folks. I had to go alternative. We're talking a month of coughing up blood. We're talking about having trouble being on air every day. Coughing so much that your chest and muscles in your belly ache. Coughing up chunks of my throat. So there's a perfect storm of drug-resistant, antibiotic-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant viruses, and that's on record. You don't have to have a gut to know that. You don't have to have a sixth sense to know that. You can see it in the numbers. So when Ebola... Previously, the biggest outbreaks were 30-something people. When Ebola infects hundreds of thousands, kills 4,500. That's a whitewash number. It's probably in the hundreds of thousands for the numbers we've seen. They are really covering up. When the UN says 1.4 million are going to get it by December, and then our government leaves the borders open and flies people in from Ebola-stricken countries that aren't even citizens, and then sends janitors to clean up the vomit in the house with no breathing apparatus, zero, not even gloves, and they send this guy's kids to school, and they don't clean up the ambulance, and they send him to a regular hospital, and they get on the news and say, zero chance you can get it. Zero chance. This thing doesn't show signs for 3 days like it used to. It's 21 days. It's mutated hundreds of times. It clearly is beginning to go airborne. That's even in the New York Times now. They're covering it up. And people's gut tells them this government has lied to us on every front. Even the Huffington Post, that's an arm of Obama, says that Ebola toll in West Africa is likely hugely underestimated. No kidding. There are whole towns where there's just dead bodies piled up everywhere and all over the streets. It ain't 4,000. It's probably like a million. I mean, it is five countries collapsing. By the way, AP reported on Friday, we covered this earlier in that piece, that the countries all around them sealed their borders, put troops with machine guns on their borders, and stopped the flights months ago. Zero spread. Zero spread in those countries. And every other country, Central, South America, the Caribbean, Europe, they all banned flights months ago. We haven't. And Obama sits up there with a straight face, and he says, hey, not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Or now that it's here, it's no big deal. It probably won't spread. And all the experts say, leave the flights open. Bull, bull, bull. All they got to do is not issue West Africans visas for a few months. In those West African countries, they don't let people out of their houses in areas hit. And by the way, they want to get that going over here so they can pull that martial law system. And then martial law will save us. Medical emergency will save us. And the precedent is set. It's even in the news. Type in the headline, Obamacare gets a boost from Ebola. Or why Ebola is good for Obamacare. Yeah, big federal response. The media will say Obama's a savior when he's the opposite. So we've got to ask the question today. And I want to talk to medical workers, nurses, doctors, epidemiologists, virologists, police officers, jail staff. I want to talk to the custodians that are having to clean up these airplanes that have been protesting for almost 3 weeks and refusing. I mean, they had all these flights from Nigeria and places where people are vomiting and dying on planes last week. That was in the New York Times even, and in the New York Post. And they're just like, don't worry, there's no Ebola, without even doing a medical check. It just lands. We got a dead guy on board, died vomiting. There's some blood. Don't worry about it. I mean, you can see there's a cover-up. And that's why people are so concerned, is because they have zero confidence. Zero confidence. Yeah, there's Obamacare may hold the key to saving the U.S. from Ebola. Out of FP. Foreign policy, an arm of the Washington Post. Their political, geopolitical wonk magazine. By the way, that magazine admitted a couple of years ago that our government runs Al-Qaeda. But when they admitted it's okay and intellectual, when I say it, 12 years ago, it's evil, or 13 years ago. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. I want to hear from medical workers, from police, from military. They're now announcing military preps team for Ebola response in the U.S. I want to hear from you what you think. Am I wrong here? Am I right? Can you augment? Can you give me more intel? What do you think? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Give me a call, Infowars.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I see a ton of calls coming in, but most of them aren't police, firefighters, EMTs, nurses, doctors, or U.S. military, hazmat, WMD, Kim Bio, trained. That's who the phones are open for today, at least right now, because we have a guest coming on, Robert David Steele, ran major CIA operations overseas with the U.S. Army and other military groups. I mean, it's not an armchair CIA analyst or something, but someone has actually been in it all over the world. He said 2 weeks before the first Ebola case showed up in the U.S. that his intel was they were going to have an Ebola false flag in the United States. We'll play that clip right now. Here it is.
They will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay? So, no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and there's
full videos up on Infowars.com. I want to hear from the medical workers, because they're the people you notice that are getting it, from someone who was allowed to fly in from Africa. And to Rick Perry's credit, he's finally saying shut down the flights, like Jindal said 3 weeks ago and Boehner said a week ago and Rand Paul said 3 weeks ago he's a medical doctor and Ted Cruz said 3 weeks ago. Now, or 2.5 weeks ago, now Rick Perry is saying it makes sense, it's common sense. The White House says there's no threat from these flights, but that's how it got here. And here's why people are panicking. You can say thousands die a year from the flu, but that happens all the time. The flu is a very virile airborne virus, so it infects millions, tens of millions, and then you get thousands that end up dying, mainly with compromised immune systems. One inflated estimate is 35,000. You've been hearing that forever. Most medical doctors I talk to and CDC people say it's more like 5,000. And that's people that have diabetes or had heart problems or are already sick in the hospital. But still, it's a serious issue. The reason this is a big deal is that it kills 70% of people that are in an area that has good medical care, 90% if you're in Africa, 91%. I mean, you notice it killed this guy that had U.S. treatment. And they don't know if one of these nurses is going to make it. And you can believe they flew all over the place. And there's all these other flights, hundreds of flights coming in a day full of West Africans. You can believe. Common sense tells you it's going to spread. And people don't see the border being controlled. That's been open since January, completely wide open. All these mystery viruses coming across the southern border. The sickest people in Latin America coming here on record to get free health care. You've got Obama letting West Africans fly in. You've got panic on cruise ships, panic everywhere. You've got 5,000 U.S. military, was 3,000, now 5,000, who don't even have hazmat suits. That's in the news today. This isn't like the flu where you get it and you throw up and, you know, sit on the toilet for a couple days. This is your kid gets it. My kid gets it. 70%. 70%. I'm going to be putting them in the ground. That's why people are hopping mad. And who would have thought I've been warning about this and then it pops up in Dallas? I mean, not fun. In the last few weeks, all these ACL people down here from Dallas just running around coughing and vomiting all the street drunk. I mean, who knows? It can spread for 70 days in semen, 21 days in the rest of the body. By the way, the big dirty secret is that Ebola is really sexually transmitted. That's one of the main ways you get it. It lives in men's testicles. That was even in Reuters. So it can live in there at least 70 days and spread that way. So this is not fun. This isn't like AIDS that kills you over a decade and it's hard to get. This is Ebola. And they keep telling you, oh, you know, it's super hard to get. No, it's not. Two nurses got it from one guy, and now those nurses with fevers and stuff were on airplanes. The CDC told the one nurse, oh, go ahead and fly. We don't care you were an Ebola nurse. We don't care you called and said, I have a fever. Is it okay if I fly? Turns out she had Ebola. So that's why I'm concerned. I want to hear from you on this subject. Here's the toll-free number for police, medical workers, EMTs, military, because they're saying in CNN, military preps team for Ebola response in U.S. The U.S. military has a quick strike team equipped to provide direct treatment to Ebola patients out of the United States, a Defense Department official told CNN's Barbara Starr today. The Pentagon spokesman later confirmed portions of the official information. Well, Obama announced these military SWAT teams last week, which is all for pure show. If you wanted to stop it, you'd shut down the borders. And you would stop the flights like everybody else did months ago, including the African countries surrounding it. But they've got news articles out by the White House. They run Media Matters saying I'm a racist because I've said to control the borders. There's Kurt Nemo's article just broken, Infowars.com. Pentagon prepares strike team for Ebola. And see, I'm not for tyranny, locking people up when they have drug immune TB or resistant or this, but if you don't, then it spreads, and then they lock everybody down. Don't you understand that? Oh, it's incredible. We're going to go to Jim in FEMA Region 6. Texas is part of that. Medical worker. Then we got John, who's a chemical op specialist. And we've also got aircraft mechanic wants to comment. I'd like to hear from custodians that got to work on these airplanes that are striking because they're full of vomit and everything coming out of West Africa. Again, you can pull it up. People are flying in, dying on airplanes, and they don't even test them. They just say, oh, they don't have Ebola. The man died of a vomiting fit flying into JFK Thursday night, but they said no Ebola without even doing a test. I mean, it looks like a cover-up. Let's get to one call before we go to break. Jim, you say you're a medical worker. What's your take on this?
Problem, reaction, solution. I want to get your take on this being a big, huge placebo pill, a CIA psyop, false flag girl to take more of our civil liberties.
Well, that's what Steele, Robert David Steele, formerly with the CIA, said 2 weeks before this guy even showed up in the news. Now, since then, he was back on with one of my guest hosts, I think it was David Knight, and said, well, he's not sure if this is that, but that's what he was, quote, hearing. We're going to talk to him coming up in the next hour and take your calls. But I think there's real Ebola in Africa. Something's killing everybody. Is it the vaccines? The major African newspapers with epidemiologists and virologists are saying this is a false flag 3 weeks ago. And the government has a history of putting stuff in vaccines and doing this. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine in the 50s, so could be. What do you think?
Absolutely. This has everything to do with vaccinations. I don't believe that it has nothing to do with Ebola, but I think it has everything to do with mass vaccinations, and it's a way to keep us down, to keep us in a fear state. That's why I believe it's just a big, huge placebo pill.
Well, it's kind of like Red Adair, as I said last week, would blow up oil well fires with a bigger explosion. You've got dozens and dozens of scandals, everything from Benghazi to Fast and Furious to the IRS going after people to the NSA to our government funding Al-Qaeda and changing the name to ISIS. And so you have this huge Ebola thing that even though it makes Obama look bad, it allows his buddies, this guy with Al Gore, who used to run Al Gore's operations, are going to be able to control the hundreds of billions of dollars doled out in the Ebola, Fight Ebola Fund. And then Obama skates off with pardons into the sunset. I think you're really on to something.
Well, keep doing a good job. I'm going to keep taking the colloidal silver and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's going to keep your immune system up anyway in case this isn't a false flag. But we have to remain diligent and, keep moving forward.
I'm glad you make that point. I am, in my gut, I am less worried about Ebola than I am about MRSA and all these antibiotic-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant viruses that are just killing people all over the place. That's why I'm trying to boost my body's natural defenses with the entire InfoWarsLife.com line of products, whether it's Beyond Tangy Tangerine or Colloidal Silver or Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. That's the type you can ingest, and it's so good for the body. That's exactly what I'm doing, and it supports the transmission. So, folks, visit InfoWarsLife.com today or 888-253-3139.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up as well for West Africans that live in the U.S. or Africa. What's your view on this for U.S. military personnel, National Guard? Obama's talking about sending you over there. What's your take on that? What do you think about the regular Army, 5,000 being sent to five different, well, they're mainly in three of the five African countries hit by Ebola without proper hazmat gear? Here's the toll-free number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'll open the phones up to everybody else as well, 877-789-2539. I want to go to Spiro and John and others. John's a chemical ops specialist. Let's talk about Ebola vector spreading. We have an aircraft mechanic wants to comment. Yeah, I'd really love to hear people that work in the aircraft industry having to be around this stuff coming in from West Africa, the vomit everywhere. Oh, the guy died vomiting. Everything's fine. I was reading the New York Post. It was like minutes after they landed, they declared it was not Ebola with no test. That really freaks me out. There's no danger. This nurse that had Ebola that flew on four or five aircraft flights with a fever gave it to anybody. Bull baloney. Bravo, Sierra. again, I want people to wake up to this and take action now before it starts spreading. The feds are going to start taking action once it's out of control as a power grab. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But now the Pentagon has prepared its, quote, strike team for Ebola. Kurt Nemo has an article on it at Infowars.com right now. Let's go to Spiro and then to John. Spiro, you say you're an aircraft mechanic. Are you talking to other folks that are having to clean up these planes? I know for 3 weeks in New York and other areas where folks are coming in from Africa, mainly vomiting everywhere, they don't want to clean up vomit from places hit with Ebola. Sounds like they're conspiracy theorists. I think they should get some chips and eat it like dip. I mean, Obama said there's nothing to worry about, right?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's really concerning to me and a lot of people I work with. I've been in the industry for more than 10 years now.
Why? It only kills 70% of people that get it. What are you worried about dying for? Obama played golf for 4 hours last night before having a 10-minute meeting on Ebola, and his Ebola czar didn't show up for it. What's wrong with that? How about Obama fly with all these Ebola patients, huh?
Well, absolutely. All right. There's no big deal. Well, he says that he hugs and kisses the nurses, which totally gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah, you know. And by the way, if you have a business, you didn't build it either. Do you believe any of that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm a contractor, and we do third-party maintenance for a major domestic airline here. And, you know, so the facility I work at issued a memo and where it states that they don't perceive the Ebola to be any kind of a threat to the employees or contractors.
Oh,
or anything
good.
Like
great.
That. They, you know, they haven't issued any kind of, you know, meetings or any kind of extra gear or anything. You know, they have these UV lights that say that they can kill the virus within 10 minutes, you know.
Well, that's actually true. That's actually true. Are they running the UV lights through the planes?
No, we don't have them. We need them. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you know,
got it, yeah.
Measures in place, you know, and then the World Health Organization came out and said that that one guy you were speaking about that died on the flight, they said, oh, no, not Ebola. They were kind of alarmed by how can you come to that conclusion so quickly?
Yeah, he's coming from Nigeria. He dies vomiting. Everything's fine. Don't be worried.
You know, and I see people around here at work that don't, you know, think to wear just simple things like latex gloves when they're over there messing with the fish or whatever. And I go over there and I'm saying, you know, kind of halfway holding my breath on my way over there. But, I mean, I'm like, you know, hey, maybe you should wear some gloves or a mask or something, you know.
Well, you know, they're in the news saying people are canceling flights. It's already hitting the economy in fear. Right now, it hasn't spread massively. So from the numbers I've seen, it's not that big an issue for the casual flyer. But if you're cleaning airplanes in New York or other East Coast places full of West Africans coming in and there's vomit and stuff, absolutely that's a major threat. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, if you work in a major hospital, if you are a cop having to go once quarantining starts or you're an EMT, I mean, whoa. Look, it's nurses that are getting it. Anybody that comes in contact with these people in a first responder role is the number one group in danger. And they're not telling those people they're in danger. And that's going to cause a bigger loss in confidence when the Ebola starts spreading. And I say when, it's already spreading. I believe it's going to start spreading. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but clearly they're covering something up. The intellectual data shows it, the geopolitical data shows it, and my gut screams it. We'll see what happens. Maybe if we put enough attention on this, have a big enough strike, call enough attention to it, they may put measures in place that mitigate it. It could be a false flag with a simulant to create a bunch of fear and sell the vaccine they're coming out with in 3 months. I don't know. I just know this. The default positions are being ignored. John in Montana, what's your take on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. My whole thing here is with the disease stacking they got going on. Through the southwest border, they got a whole bunch of illegal aliens coming out. And
a bunch of weird viruses killing people. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And with some of those is included in the symptoms is coughing, sneezing, scabies will eat your skin.
And which creates the hysteria where everybody thinks someone with the flu has Ebola. So they're saying, get your flu shot and we won't quarantine you. But the flu shot's never been guessed properly to stop the flu. It's a total hoax. So what's going to happen is total hysteria this winter.
Yeah, and people will start coughing with, that do have Ebola,
and people will become complacent. And that's when I can see the disease spreading well and truly into...
Ooh, that's a point I hadn't thought of. The flu, because Ebola has flu-like symptoms the first few weeks, will be the perfect cover for Ebola to spread.
Absolutely. And with the people with scabies and everything else, they're going to have open wounds on them. Other people are going to just assume that they've got the flu. And as far as vector spreading goes, these people all throughout the southwest border and these people that have Ebola, they're going to go ahead and meet, and they're going to random locations, these illegal aliens. And that's exactly how you want to do it. You don't want to have it to where it's in a predictable line.
That's right. And the head of Southcom, General Kelly, says it'll probably go to South America and cause a huge flood across the border. So why isn't Obama beefing up the border? Again, I want it on record that when this gets out of control, if it does, who allowed it to happen? And hopefully, if enough people complain about this, the system may back off. Great points. Thank you so much. We got a lot of callers here. Chris, Dr. Chuck, and many others. Dr. Chuck, who's a medical worker, wants to comment on this from South Carolina. Then we'll talk to Frank and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Just hoping we can try to figure out what's going on. What do you think's happening?
Absolutely, buddy. Let me just first preface that I truly believe that this is all about the concept of being able to provide the vaccine, which is then going to get everybody sick ultimately. So I understand that. My wife is also in a more confined healthcare job that she does, and she works for HCA, which is a rather large hospital organization here in America. And to give you some idea of who supports the CDC and funds them, let me just list off this from a bulletin that was put out a few days ago by HCA that was not for external distribution. Let me read it to you. The CDC Foundation, which funds the CDC operation, has received generous funding from a number of donors, such as the Paul G. Allen Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, ExxonMobil, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the William and Flora Hewlett H.P. Packard folks.
By the way, for those that don't know, these are all on-record eugenicists, all vaccine front company people, all global government promoters, the same people you hear that underwrite NPR. So amazing. Yeah, that's who's funding this as they're about to come out with a vaccine with God knows what in it. Wow, that's powerful. Send me that memo. Can you scan that or send that to showtips@Infowars.com or whistleblowers@Infowars.com?
I will, Alex, I will. And guess what? One of the other CDC Foundation donors is the HCA Hospital Foundation, which has been certified as one of the Ebola hospitals for you to go to in downtown Augusta.
Oh, yeah, and they put this known Al Gore employee as the new czar, no medical training, no medical background, but he is an expert in divvying up tens of millions of dollars a month in taxpayer money and giving it to the select groups like Bill and Melinda Gates and the hospital foundations and others, and that's how business really works as the public lives in the dark. Great job. You should write an article about that, brother. Great calls. All right, second hour coming up. More of your calls. Then CIA asset agent, Black Ops Commander Robert David Steele is coming up. Infowars.com. Chuck and Frank, you're up next in the next segment. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.